One thing that's certainly changing in Italy is marriage. The divorce rate has been going up steadily, much to the displeasure of the Catholic Church. Same thing's happening in Mexico, particularly in Mexico City. So one lawmaker in the capital is proposing a new marriage law. It would give couples the option to review their marriage contract every 2 years. They could then renew it or let it expire. Ignacio de los Reyes is a correspondent for BBC Mundo in Mexico City. So how is this going to work, this contract? Let's say a couple shows up at City Hall to get married. What would their options be if this new marriage law went into effect?
Well, basically, couples would be able to choose the length of their contract or marriage with a minimum of 2 years of trial. And then they would decide whether they want to renew their vows for a longer period of time, let's say 5 or 6 years, or just end the relationship without having to file for divorce. And the aim of this proposal that is due to be discussed in December in the local Congress of Mexico City is to save couples the trouble of fighting for the custody of the children, for the money, and save emotional pain to those couples in trouble.
Because alimony and custody would be determined before the two-year contract was signed? Is that the idea?
That's right. Both members of the couple would need to sign a pre-marriage agreement saying, for instance, how much money are you going to provide, whether you're providing a flat or a car. Everything will be detailed. So everything will be clear when the marriage breaks down. At least that's the aim of the legislator who is proposing this bill that says that this is only a way to be more aware of your rights and responsibilities as a husband or as a wife or as a parent.
I mean, proponents of this law say it'll keep the divorce rate down, but isn't the end of a marriage, like after 2 years, in effect a divorce, even if it's been pre-agreed?
Well, what the legislators say, that simply the marriage expires. Therefore, you would avoid to go to court and hire a lawyer. So technically, it's not a divorce. But for conservative groups in Mexico, the new bill would only worsen the health of traditional marriages. I spoke to the president of the National Union of Parents, and she told me that she was shocked when she heard about the proposal of renewing marriage after 2 years. And certainly one of the main concerns for these groups is how is it going to be for a child to think every 2 years whether mom and dad are going to renew their contract or not.
What are the chances this legislation will actually go through?
Well, we have to be clear this is only a proposal. It has to be discussed first. But Mexico City has already one of the most progressive family legislation in the world. In 2007, abortion was decriminalized, and a bill allowing gay marriages came into effect in 2009. And in a country like Mexico, where machismo is spread in many parts of the country, in 2009, nobody thought that a gay marriage could be a reality in this country, and it was. So, well, maybe in 2 years' time, we could see renewal marriages. Who knows?
Interesting stuff. The BBC's Ignacio de los Reyes in Mexico City. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.